KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today we have a different kind of show for you. We attended the annual Community Service Opportunities Fair at Fresno State. There are two events like this each year, one in the fall and one in the spring. And the fall event attracts roughly 70 community benefit organizations to set up out in front of the bookstore and share information with students about their organization, the service work that they do in the community, and how students can be involved. So we went around to several of the tables at that event, and we interviewed the representatives and talked to them a little bit about what is it that they do and how are Fresno State students involved. I think you'll really enjoy today's show. Lots of guests, lots of really great information about the programs in our community. So sit back and listen and enjoy. I'm here with Kelly and Alicia from Art of Life Cancer Foundation. Kelly, can you tell us a little about your organization?
Absolutely. So Art of Life gives hope to all those impacted by cancer, and we do that through the arts. So we believe in the power of healing arts, all sorts of art, music, exercise, painting, just anything that healing arts. We have a 3-acre healing garden inside of Woodward Park. So any way that we can, we're trying to bring hope to people impacted by cancer.
And those programs are working with both the individuals affected by cancer. I know you do work with families, with kids. There was just a project recently where you're working with the children of cancer patients. Is that right?
Yes. So we just did a project this last weekend out at the Healing Garden in Woodward Park for teenagers impacted by cancer. So we had teenagers who have had cancer, cancer survivors themselves. We had teenagers who've lost a parent to cancer and teenagers who have a parent currently going through or have gone through cancer treatment. And so we did four murals out at the Healing Garden. So we're a small staff team. We need volunteers to help us pull off every event that we do.
So blending that art and healing. And Alicia, those special events are in your wheelhouse, right?
Yes, they are.
What kind of events are we talking about?
So we have a couple of events coming up. The first one is on Thursday, September 12th, and that is an art exhibit out in the Healing Garden at Woodward Park. So cancer survivors are going to be unveiling works of art that they've done, and everyone comes and their family comes and sees it, and it's a great time.
And they really are works of art. I mean, I've seen some of these, and they're just, they tell a great story as well as visually just be really appealing. I know you have another big event in October as well, right?
Yes, so that one is the Feastival. That is on October 10th. And we've actually invited six chefs that are pretty well known around Fresno, and they're going to be in a competition, and it's just going to be lots of food and fun, and yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And what about volunteers? How are Fresno State students in particular involved with your organization?
So Fresno State students have been involved literally since the beginning of our organization. It was actually Fresno State students who did the original plans for our healing garden out in Woodward Park. And so there's nothing that we have done that would not have been possible without Fresno State students. So literally every event, big or small, no matter what it is, because we have such a small staff team, we need people to help greet and check in and set up and clean up and everything in between. So from start to finish at an event, we need those volunteers. And Fresno State students have been incredible over the years.
Well, we're really happy you're here at the fair today, and I hope you are able to recruit a lot of people. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much.
We are here with Erica and Brian from Every Neighborhood Partnership, one of the university's longest-serving partners. And Brian, tell us a little about EMP.
So EMP is a local nonprofit that does work in under-resourced communities using elementary schools as a boundary of local neighborhood. And we just step into those spaces, mobilize volunteers and community organizations to bring caring adults into that space to work with young people and families in the neighborhood.
So you're really working with the schools and with the neighborhoods both, correct?
Yeah, so our major partner is Fresno Unified, and we have a number of initiatives that are both on campuses, engaging in classroom during recess time and recreation after school programming, as well as in the community settings in local apartments and different places as well, trying to bridge both the campus and the community setting.
And the reach of your program is pretty significant. You're at how many schools and neighborhoods around the Fresno area and Clovis?
Yeah, so we're in a number of different neighborhoods doing different things. So I know that in recreational resilience, We're in over 15 campuses doing drop-in recreation, 4 different campuses that we're doing social emotional support during the school day with drumming programming, yoga, and actually started supporting physical fitness as well. And then our literacy is on another, I want to say, 25 campuses. We mobilize hundreds of volunteer hours every semester.
Yeah, probably thousands. Yeah, so 40 different schools, different programs. You mentioned recreational resilience. Can you quickly explain that to the listeners?
Sure. So we understand that resilience is the ability to go through difficult situations and still have good outcomes. And one of the things that we've recognized is that recreational engagement, coming alongside, having fun in a physical moving environment, doing something that is physically satisfying, rejuvenating, and doing that in relationship with others, has this ability to foster resilience to difficulties, right? And so we just do that. Kids, all they know is they're having fun, but it's intentionally using recreation and engagement for fun that has the byproduct of developing resilience.
And you work a lot with volunteers, and I know one of those volunteers or former volunteers was Erica. And Erica is a current graduate student, but she is a brand new employee of EMP. And Erica, what is your role with the organization?
Yeah, so I am now the coordinator for a brand new program, which is Read Fresno. So Read Fresno is supported through our literacy mentoring department with EMP. So literacy mentoring started off as, first of all, classroom support, just providing teachers another body in the classroom to help support the many students that they have. But then it started to develop into helping students one-on-one, improving their literacy skills, specifically focusing on sight words and sight word recognition. So over the course of the year, they work with the volunteer and they're improving tons on how many sight words that they're able to recognize by the end of the year. So we know that it's providing students not only a way to improve their academics, but it's also giving them a mentor, someone that they can rely on, someone they can trust, and someone they look forward to seeing every week.
And I think we're talking about 50, almost 50 students. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have 10 sites that we're supporting. That's a lot of students that we want to see. So we have about 40 to 50 students this year supporting Read Fresno, which is great. We have students that come from a variety of backgrounds. So we have social work, liberal studies, some history majors, even a mechanical engineer who just loves giving back to his community, who's really passionate about being a mentor.
Well, and I think you, as well as anybody, can attest the fact that you start out as a volunteer, and you transition over, and next thing you know, you're working with an organization doing, you know, that kind of important work and leading other students to be involved, too. So that transition's got to be very special for you.
Yeah, it's really meaningful. I had no idea that's what I would get involved in, but I soon quickly started to see some of these shorter-term commitment projects that I was doing over my time as an undergraduate student, whether I was a tutor in an after-school program, helping with reading, or a Saturday sports volunteer with Every Neighborhood Partnership. I really just started to see this all come piece together, that I could still support students who are going through the educational process of being a kid in elementary school without necessarily having to be a teacher or something else on the campus, that I can support in other ways and help college students also have a meaningful experience.
And Brian, lastly, you're out here today at the Community Service Opportunities Fair, and I know you've been talking to a lot of students. How's it going so far?
It's great. It's always a good opportunity to come out here, not only to give an opportunity for students to volunteer, but just to see the vibrant college students that are out here that are passionate about their education and looking for ways to engage in meaningful learning. And I think that's one of the things that we really enjoy about partnering with Fresno State, is that through this, we have a win-win situation. College students get an excellent experiential learning opportunity, and then the people that we work with, the families and the communities, get a quality engagement with educated and trained young people. So it's a win-win.
Well, we appreciate you being here and appreciate your time. Thank you very much. So I'm here with Kennedy from San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust. So Kennedy, how's it going out here at the fair today?
It's been pretty great. We've had a lot of volunteers who are looking to help out at the parkway, so I'm really excited about that.
So tell me about your organization a little bit.
So the parkway manages 22 miles of the San Joaquin River, and we're just kind of helping clean up, take care of our river so we get rid of invasive species, plant new native species around the river, and help make community access to the river as well. So opening up new public access points and creating events for people to be able to come by and learn more about what we have in our backyard here. So.
And I would imagine volunteers are essential to that work. How in particular are students involved?
So we have a lot of opportunities that can help students actually build all sorts of different kind of careers that they may have. And we have administrative opportunities too to kind of help maintain the backside of our parkway. We have opportunities for students to come help plant new native species as well as clean up our river. We have our Great Sierra River cleanup coming up pretty soon. And we can have students come and help with rental events that we have on site, all sorts of different opportunities, our educational programs too. So any kind of help is definitely needed.
Well, we're happy you're here and thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Absolutely, no problem.
I'm here with Jackie Fleming from Spirit Horse Connections. Jackie, can you tell us a little about your organization?
So we're a therapeutic riding program in Kingsburg. What we do is we provide therapeutic riding for children who have special needs, adults who have special needs, and then we have other programs as well for veterans, and then anybody who feels like they could benefit from horses and therapeutic riding.
And I know from my experience in going out to some of the other organizations around the Fresno-Clovis area that do therapeutic riding, the impact on the kids, on the veterans is really pretty dramatic, right? Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, so a lot of times we have children who come out and they're nonverbal. They've never spoken at home before or at school. And when they come out to Spirit Horse and they interact with the horses, they end up saying their first words. And everybody's so excited and parents are crying and we're crying and it's really amazing. Yeah.
I think it's special work, and I think that people that have never understood or looked into therapeutic horseback riding and the incredible service that it provides, they miss out on a lot. So this is your first time at this event. This is the Spirit Horse Connections first time at this event. How's it going today?
It's going really great. I talked to several members of Fresno State staff, and I talked to a bunch of students, and they've all been really awesome and really interested in what we're doing.
And how do you use volunteers?
Well, what we need volunteers the most for is sidewalking for our therapeutic sessions. The volunteers, they walk on each side of the horse and help stabilize whoever is a client, a therapeutic client. And then we have so many other things for volunteers to do. The horses, they never ever stop pooping, so we always need volunteers to help us clean up manure. We have a lot of maintenance projects if anybody's interested in like facility maintenance with our fences and stuff. We have a lot of horses that just need attention, need brushing and riding. So if anybody is interested in doing riding or training for us, we have that opportunity available as well.
Well, we appreciate you being out here today and hope it goes really well and you recruit a lot of volunteers.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
We're here with Lindsay Marino of Off the Front. And Lindsay, tell us a little about your organization.
Off the Front is a local nonprofit that works to fight childhood obesity. We have three main programs. We have our Earn a Bike program, where we work with Title I elementary school students at fourth graders, and they earn a bike, lock, and helmet over the course of the year. And the area is academics and healthy lifestyles and behavior and attendance. We do an active commute program where we incentivize students to walk and bike to school, and we do a bike repair program where we go to different schools with our mobile bike repair trailer and repair bikes for students on Saturdays.
And so the students who are in the program where they earn a bike, they've got to succeed in making certain benchmarks, if you will, in terms of their grades, their attendance, their conduct, and their fitness involvement, right?
Yeah, so we do activities within these categories. Volunteers primarily focus on the healthy lifestyles area because we want to equip students with the skills that are going to help them be more successful later on in life. So understanding why it's important to eat healthy fruits and vegetables and understanding what's in their beverages that they drink or fruit labels so they're mindful of what's going into their bodies. And then we talk to them about exercising and community service and just how to be healthy and have a productive role in their community.
It's a really great opportunity, not only for the kids to earn a bike, but also to learn some really valuable lessons that will serve them well throughout their life, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's our goal.
So, Lindsay, I know you use student volunteers. You use volunteers of all kinds. Can you tell us a little about how, in particular, Fresno State students have been involved with your organization?
We've had some incredible volunteers from Fresno State working in classrooms, which has been hugely helpful. I love when we have students with all different backgrounds, nutrition or nursing or rec or teaching or social work or just business people that just want to be involved in the community and get to know some of the students in the district and work with them and just make a positive impact on their lives. So we've had classroom volunteers. We've had folks come out on the weekends to do the bike repair. That we've had a volunteer that signed up at the very beginning freshman year and worked with us all throughout their senior year and was a very consistent, one of our best mechanics actually, learned a lot over that time. And then we've had some marketing students that have helped us as well with social media and some miscellaneous projects as well.
So today, the fair, you're getting a chance to talk to a lot of students and maybe get some people interested in signing up with you.
Yeah, I've had some really good connections. I hopefully will get a few dedicated volunteers. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with them, and hopefully we'll see them in the classroom this year.
Well, we're happy you're out here today. Thanks very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm here with LJ Mariano, and if the Mariano name sounds familiar from our last guest, it's because they're husband and wife, but they do not work with the same organization. So, LJ, tell me about YLI.
So YLI, or the Youth Leadership Institute, is a youth development organization to encourage and equip young people to use their voice. And so our organization is like, if you can look at two worlds, there's youth development and then there's public health. We exist when those two worlds collide. So when we're talking about developing young people and using their voice in public speaking or organizing teams, we're doing that in a way to raise up issues that are impacting young people specifically. So when we're working with young people and there's an issue in their community, such as maybe how the tobacco industry targets them through marketing, how do we engage young people to create dynamic media campaigns and advocacy campaigns that are impactful to raise up awareness in the community?
And how are Fresno State students in particular, or other volunteers, involved in your work?
So the great thing about our organization is that we can serve as an on-ramp for professional development and professional opportunities. A number of our staff have been interns or volunteers with YLI, using their diverse educational experience, whether it's in business or it's in marketing or public health, to realize that where their education can connect to impact our programs and making like vital or dynamic ways to use it creatively, they bring an insight from being at a local college, university, and using what they're doing in the classroom in a space where young people ages like 12 through 24, so middle school, high school, and college, to be around them and be inspired by them and see how they're using their education in a professional way and inspires other young people. So the way students are at Fresno State have been coming through our organization is by getting opportunities to volunteer and seeing how we work as an organization here in Fresno, as well as Fresno County, and how they can use like what they're doing in the classroom, what they're doing with their professors, and using real life opportunities. So creating strategic plans, creating real life marketing plans or social media campaigns that are relevant, that's out there, that's provoking and creating change.
So today at the fair, have you had a chance to talk to a lot of students so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So people are just like rolling on through like a revolving door, people coming in looking for different opportunities from either doing marketing or developing videos or trying to find a way to use their expertise to create opportunities to engage in the community.
And one of the great things about YLI and you being out here today is you're not only engaging volunteers, but you're also educating people about your work. And I think that's fantastic. We're happy you're here. Thanks so much for joining us for a few minutes.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
So I'm here with Pahua from the Fresno Center. Can you tell us a little about the Fresno Center, Pahua?
So we're primarily known for our immigration services. We help a lot of immigrants with any legal immigration questions they might have. And we also are known for our mental health services. So we do a lot of early intervention and prevention to reduce anxiety and depression.
And a real diverse offering of services, is that right?
Very, yes.
And how do you use volunteers in your organization?
So a lot of the times they help, you know, reduce some of the amount of work that we have to do. They also help offset any projects that we need to do as well. And we also give them experiences that they need to gain in their career and an opportunity to network with the organization and give back to the community.
And today at the fair, I think this is your first time out here at the fair. How's it going so far?
Yeah, this is our first time. It's been good. We met some really smart student, very motivated individual who wants to make a difference. So it's amazing.
Well, we're happy you're out here today. We're happy you're giving opportunities to our students, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm here with Lilia and Clayton from the Better Business Bureau. And Lilia, tell us a little about your organization, please.
Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit organization that provides consumers with factual, unbiased background information on companies in our service area. We provide them with access to a business profile online where they can get all kinds of information to allow them to make a better buying decision.
And Clayton, you got a great title. Tell us your job title and what does that mean and how do you help tell the story of Better Business Bureau?
So pretty much that just involves doing any and all interviews. That's the role of the storyteller, while also, you know, managing the press releases, social media, and just pretty much anything that comes out of the company.
So clearly it's a lot of communications, typical communications work, but it's the storytelling piece, right? There is a story to be told about your work, correct?
Yes, there is a story to be told, and I'm telling it, you know.
So how do you use volunteers in your organization?
We have several positions that volunteers can aid our company in. It starts with just in-house stuff like data quality, data input, which then again helps the consumers get a more accurate information on every business in our database. We also have them help us with our marketing efforts and help us out with marketing campaigns and any events that are currently happening, like our Shred events or any business expo events.
And how's it going out here today so far for Better Business Bureau with the fair and recruiting students?
I would say that it's been going pretty well. I think we're on our third page. We've passed out a lot of pamphlets and candy, so I think it's been pretty successful so far.
And that's you're on the third page of sign up, so that's really great. Well, we're thankful for your being here, not only the work you do in the community, but certainly being out here today to work with our students, and thanks for taking a couple minutes to work with us.
Thank you so much. This is a great opportunity for us to get great volunteers. Everyone has been great, so we thank you.
I am here with the ladies of Twilight Haven, and they're going to tell you a little about their organization and how they use volunteers. So Lisa, tell us first a little about your organization.
Sure. So we are a not-for-profit. We're one of the oldest communities in the area that's remained a not-for-profit. We're celebrating 64 years in senior care this year. We have independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing all in one site.
And do you have multiple sites?
Okay, so we're a single community, no chains or anything like that.
So I'm sure that you use there's a lot of staff, but do you use volunteers very much as well?
Yes, we're trying to recruit as many volunteers as possible. Being a not-for-profit, we really thrive on having that volunteer participation.
And how's the fair going so far today for you?
Very good, very good. We've had a lot of psychology majors stop by, so that's been very, very beneficial to hopefully the scope of our volunteers in the future.
So tell us about the work of volunteers in your organization, especially student volunteers.
So last year we attended the spring fair that you guys had held, and we had a social service major volunteer with us, and she completed 100 hours with us last spring.
So a lot of diverse opportunities and opportunities for students from all different majors to come in and work with you?
Yes, definitely. It's really a social atmosphere that we want to kind of encourage and build upon, just because the different ways that they can be involved is working one-on-one with the residents, helping us with fundraising and marketing in general, community outreach, just spreading the word, because not a lot of individuals know about Twilight Haven. Our side slogan is that we're the best kept secret in Fresno. So just getting involved, the social interaction with the residents, because not a lot of the residents, being seniors, have the ongoing visitors to come visit with them, family, friends of that nature. So having a younger face come in is really beneficial to their just daily personality and quality of life.
Well, thank you for being out here today to share information with our students, and also thanks for taking a few minutes to do the interview.
Thank you, Chris.
Come by. Right.
Well, that's about it for our time together today. I sure hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed recording it and hearing about all the great sites and opportunities for our students and the way that students are really serving our community and growing and developing through that service. Our sincere thanks for listening today. We would not be here if it were not for you, our listeners. Please don't forget to join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action show on KFSR. And don't forget, like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. That site again is at FS Service in Action. We're going to post lots of great pictures and other information to that site. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.